parsha is Parshas Noach, and this is, I guess, the first shmooze of the Zman, of the long winter Zman. And I thought to try to speak about something that was related to current events. As we know, this week, past few weeks, I saw have been very, very hard weeks. And I was trying to think of a message that we could take with us from today that will help us put some perspective in the past couple of weeks, and hopefully some food for thought. It'll help us carry us. Hopefully we shouldn't need it for much longer, but just to help us put in perspective some of the things that have been going on in the past couple of weeks. I'd like to do that in the following context. There's a very, very baffling medrash in this week's parasha. The medrash actually compares, as we'll see soon, Noach and Moshe Rabbeinu. May Almalei mentioned this in his shmooze on Tuesday. I'd like to take a very different perspective, a different plan that he did, a different approach that he did. But the medrash compares Noach and Moshe Rabbeinu. Before I get to the actual words of the medrash, I want to just give you a little background. There's a lot of comparisons between Noach and Moshe. They were both the leaders of their time, both the head of their time. They both witnessed destruction. Noach witnessed the destruction of the entire world, the Mabul. Moshe Rabbeinu witnessed the destruction of 4/5 of Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. They were both leaders of their time, leaders in their day, leaders in their own right. However, the Medrash over here comments a very, very fascinating thing. Says the Medrash, Amar Rabbi Berechia, that's his name, Chaviv Moshe mi Noach. Moshe is more precious than Noach. Why is that? Why are we picking on Noach over here? Noach, Mishenikra Ish Tzadik. Noach is called, as we know, at the beginning of the parasha, Ish Tzadik. Nikra Ish Adama. At the end of the parasha, he's called a man of the earth. Ava Moshe, but Moshe Rabbeinu, Mishenikra Ish Mitzri. He's called an Ish Mitzri. In the Torah, when he saves Yisro's daughters from the shepherds, it says, Ish Mitzri, an Egyptian man, saved us from the shepherds. But at the end, Nikra Ish Elokim. Moshe is called, as we know, Zos HaBracha, Hashem Barach Moshe, Ish Elokim Es B'nai Yisrael. So there's a contrast between Noah and Moshe. Noah begins Ish Tzadik, goes to Ish Adama. Moshe begins Ish Mitzri and goes to Ish Elokim. The obvious question we have to ask ourselves when we see this kind of medrash is, what is this medrash driving at? What's it coming to tell me? What's the message of this medrash? What's the point that separated, that created a distance between Moshe Rabbeinu and Noach? Today is the second day of the month of Mar Cheshvan. It's a sad month in general in Jewish history. It's an empty month. It's a month that doesn't have anything in it. Only Jewish month with no redeeming, if you will, no redeeming days. No happy days in the whole month. That's why it's called Mar Cheshvan, bitter Cheshvan. Last year, and as everyone unfortunately remembers very vividly, at the end of Mar Cheshvan was the terrible Har Nof massacre. At the end of the Shiva, I mentioned many times in the past year, at the end of the Shiva, Rav Meir Twersky, my Rebbe Shlita, so he gave a hesped, a eulogy for his brother, Rav Moshe Twersky, Hashem Yikom Damo, who was one of the four that was murdered tragically in that terrible Har Nof attack. And he mentioned the following about his brother, which I think really will help us understand this medrash in a much, much more meaningful way. He said about his brother the following thing, and again, it's not something which we can fully relate to yet ourselves in our lives, but hopefully something we could think about and strive towards. He said that his brother, Hashem Yikom Damo, Rav Moshe Twersky, his orientation, his worldview, there's a very fancy word called Weltanschauung, his world outlook was spiritual. He looked at the world, he looked at life in a very, very spiritual way. He lived on a spiritual plane. Of course, he ate, but he wasn't like, you know, worried about his next waffle bar. What is next? You know, am I going to order? What should I order from waffle bar? I don't think he ever heard of waffle bar in his life. Probably didn't. He was a person whose orientation, whose world was a spiritual world. He explained that in various different ways. His whole look on life was a spiritual look on life. Of course, he was a human being. Of course, he ate and drank and slept like everybody else. Actually, he didn't sleep so much, but he slept a little bit. But his worldview, Rabbi Osai, was that of a spiritual one. Almost like a godly kind of existence. Noach, Rabbi Osai, is a fascinating thing. Why is it called Noach? At the end of last week's parasha, in Bereishis, the Torah says Noach is called Noach because after the sin of Adam and Chava, people had to work, and they were working the ground. You know, they worked the ground with their hands. They got in the hands and they got to plant. The ground was very tough. You know, they didn't have tools. You know what happened? They would break themselves in the ground and hurt themselves, try to open the ground so they could plant. That's not pleasant. What happened? Noach came along and he created the plow. The first plow. The Torah says, Zeinachamele, this person, Noach, has made it more easy for us to now work the ground. Noah's whole name, Noah, of pleasantness comes because he's a ground man. He made the ground more pleasant. He's more earthly. Moshe Rabbeinu, in sharp contradistinction, why is he called Moshe? Where's he found? By Basi. He's found in the river. Torah says, Kimin Amayim Mishisiu, which means he's drawn out of the water. Moshe's taken out of the water. Noach's a ground man, and Moshe's out of the ground, out of the earth, out of the water. And Moshe's whole life is a life that's moving from the ground, moving from the earth, moving from down here to an Elohim kind of existence. Perhaps, of course, this is what the Medrash is driving at. The Medrash is telling us, Noach was a wonderful person. Chas v'shalom talk about Noach. The Torah calls him Ish Tzadik Tamim, but his orientation was Adama. And when the model is over, the first thing he plants is a vineyard, and he drinks wine, and he goes back to work the ground. He's earthly. That's what Noach is. And why is Moshe Chaviv? What's the preciousness of Moshe Rabbeinu? Because Moshe's Ish Elokim. Moshe is a person who's constantly looking for more opportunities to grow, to develop himself, to better himself, to make himself more godly. That's the contradistinction, that's the contrast which the Medrash is driving at between Moshe Rabbeinu and Enoch. It's extremely important for a person, for all of us, in our lives, at least to know for ourselves which direction we're going in. Where am I headed? Am I an Ish HaAdama? My person that's going to be a person that's focused on earth? My person that's focused on worldly possessions, more material things, more money? How much am I worth? What's my net value on the market? Is that what it's about? How much money I make? How many cars I have? How many vacations I go on per year and how much I spend on them? Or are we going to try our best in our life to strive towards a little more lofty aspirations, to be more of that Ish Elokim, to be more of that person who says, you know what, this world is transient, this world is fleeting, we're only passing through, we're not here forever, maybe it's worthwhile for me to invest, as we mentioned earlier today, on things that are more meaningful, more Ish Elokim-like, as opposed to Ish Mitzvah-like, Ish Adama-like. There's a very famous Rambam. I want to come to current events now. A famous Rambam. One of the most famous Rambams that exist. Rambam's found in Hilchos Tanios, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis and Gimel. Rambam describes that when a tzara hits, when unfortunately difficult times, which everyone would agree, what we're currently experiencing is that, when difficult time hits, there must be a response from every single person. What's the response? I quote the Rambam. Says the Rambam,
שבזמן שתבו צרה ויזעקו עליו יריו ידעו הכל שבגלל מעשיהם הרואים הורע להם. We have to call out to Hashem. Our response is we have to introspect. We have to realize that they're not coming for nothing. We have to daven. We have to scream. We have to wail. We have to... Now, what's the purpose of that wailing to the Rambam? To get us to think about our ways. And if we don't do that to the Rambam, if we don't introspect, if we don't think a little bit about what's going on in our lives, then tragedy does strike, says the Rambam. That's called achzorius. Achzorius means cruelty, wickedness. All I care about is me, myself, and I, and my next yummy, delicious meal, and when lockdown's going to be up, chas v'shalom. No. Active person who says, you know what? What's going on over here? What's the message over here? Maybe we are too into certain things. Maybe Hashem is knocking on our door and saying, wake up. We can't just experience God with these kind of events and just go with the flow. I want to give us one suggestion. I want to end the shmooze with one suggestion. One thought. I think we can all keep in mind, try to work on a little bit ourselves. It might help us at least try to become people in this introspective idea, try to become more people that are more soaring towards Isha Elohim and not Isha Adam. I have in front of me and in front of you a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Aleph, Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim, the opening line of Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim in the Ramah on the following words, Haggah, his opening comment. Take this with you. Says the Ramah, before I tell you any halachos about how to wake up in the morning and all those things which you get to afterwards, says the Ramah, Haggah, Shivisi Hashem Nedisam. A person is to try to live with Hashem, to recognize that Hashem is involved in everything in his life. Says the Ramah, Hu Klal Gadol BaTorah. This is a very, very important rule in the Torah. Hu V'Malos HaTzadikim, and in the levels of Tzadikim, Asher Hochim Lifnei Elokim, that walk before God. This is the opening. This is number one. A person that lives with this reality, with this awareness, with the awareness of Shivisi Hashem and every summit, is a person that's striving to be an Isha Elokim. A person that hears a tragedy, Chas v'Shalom, we heard too many in the past couple of weeks. A person hears a tragedy that befalls Klal Yisrael, our brothers, our sisters. Yesterday, hopefully won't be anymore, Chas v'Shalom. Yesterday, the day before, consecutively, the past 2 weeks. It started 2 weeks ago tonight, Thursday night. The person that hears a tzara and says, this is Yad Hashem. The person that hears about a tzara, God forbid, and says, what message am I supposed to take from this? A person that says to himself, you know what? We're getting, as a people, a wake-up call. Maybe it behooves each of us to do something a little bit better. Maybe to daven a little better. To learn a little bit more. Maybe to put on tzitzis if I haven't been doing that. Maybe to be careful about Lashon Hara. Whatever the case may be, whatever issue a person knows he has to work on, the goal was accomplished. The goal is accomplished. I close with this. We don't ask for tzaros, God forbid. No one wants to have tzaros. But if tzaros awaken us and inspire us, then they were worth it. Chalil v'chas, no one should know from any suffering. Not chalil v'chas saying that any person should have to leave this world, so we should learn a lesson. That's selfish. God forbid, I don't mean that chas v'chas that way at all. But the point is, we're supposed to wake up. We're supposed to hear messages. We shouldn't need any more messages to wake up. A wake-up call means, okay, what am I doing? I'm around still, thank God, for many, many years. For what purpose? Am I going to be that Isha Elokim? Am I going to be that person that goes ahead and accomplishes and betters the world and betters myself and makes the yeshiva a better place and the world that I live in a better place? Or am I going to be a person that becomes just Misha Adama, just cares about me, myself, and I, and my money, and my assets, and my name, and my net worth? Abu said, we should be zocha to hear the call. We should be zocha not to hear any more calls, but at least the calls that we've heard, to use them for pondering, for introspection, for thinking about life in a meaningful, serious way. Every single thing that we do should be an inspiration to those people that lost their lives. Should be a schus for those people that are sitting in the hospitals hoping to get better. Some still in a very, very serious condition, as we know. It should be a schus for them. And then, at least for us, it won't be chas v'shalom for nothing. It will be an inspiration for all of us. We should be zochet to become is that Isha Elokim. Have a wonderful Shabbos.